This is Twit.
Let's say hi to Marta in Southern California. Hi, Marta.
Hi, Leo. I have been looking forward to talking to you. I am not a tech nerd, but I love your voice, and aww, you make your show is so entertaining.
Thank you. Marta, you might turn into a nerd. Be careful.
Well, I'm calling because I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I really love my father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful man.
Uh-huh. But I hear a but coming, but...
He's Swedish, and I'm from Spain.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law has forgotten English. He still understands English, but he talks to me in Swedish all the time.
Oh.
And he thinks he's talking to me in English. And
right.
I'm looking after him. I do everything with him. I take him to the doctor.
I bet that happens at a certain age. Maybe you just forget that language and you start talking your native tongue. That's interesting. And he thinks you understand, but it's Swedish.
Yeah, because Do you have a smartphone,
Marta? Do you have a smartphone or a tablet? What do you have
yes,
computer-wise?
I do, but I had tried Google Translate.
And it won't work?
No. First, he's not collaborating. Because
right.
Because he's talking in English.
Right, that's
so
the biggest
really
problem.
Fast.
Yeah, because I'm going to take Google. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Japan later this week, and I'm just going to take Google Translate. But, of course, in order for that to work, you launch Translate, and then you say... hello, and you press the button, and it goes, konnichiwa. And then the other guy is supposed mm-hmm. to speak into it in Japanese and wait, mm-hmm. which is what your father-in-law is mm-hmm. not doing, and wait. And then it comes back in English, and you go, oh, yes. And then you say something, and it goes, and you can go back and forth. But you're right. Without cooperation, if the person just keeps mm-hmm. talking, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I was wondering if something else...
That's the best.
Like I can hang up on top of him.
Yeah.
And that as he talks, it translates fast.
That's the
that.
I mean,
even
if you think, I know, if you
money.
Think about it, that's the fastest thing out there. It takes a little time. I know. Let me ask the chat room. Anybody know anything faster than Google Translate? That seems like that's got the power of Google behind it. Do you use Google Translate in other contexts?
No.
You've used the new conversation mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's the one I was talking
about.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, the conversation mode. That's the one. And I'm even looking at the Google App Store. It says instant, two-way instant speech, but it isn't. Well,
no,
you could.
It's not instant. No.
So,
Sometimes I have to him. I say, okay, say me this word again, and it will not translate. I don't know if he's not understanding him because he's not pronouncing clearly. But no, it's not being effective enough.
Well, I mean, I think Google's is the fastest, and I understand it's not fast, but I mean, it's fast considering what it's doing. It has to take the Swedish, send it up to the server, translate it into English, send it back down to your phone, and then tell you. That's pretty amazing. Microsoft makes something similar. You might try it just to see. They have a conversation thing, and Microsoft built this into Skype, so they also have a lot of data on this. So I would take a look at Microsoft. It's called Microsoft Translator. Very similar to Google Translate.
Do that also need the internet? Because when I'm home, his internet works terrible.
Yes, that's another problem. It does. All of these solutions need it because in order for it to work, you know, they can't keep it all on the phone. There's a lot of computation mm-hmm. that goes on. There are some offline translators. The chat room, Mini Moose in mm-hmm. the chat room says, ILI is a mm-hmm. offline. IAMILI.com. IAMILI.com.
Okay.
It says the world's fastest offline translator. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you have to buy that one. It's $199.
No, I'm willing to do whenever.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's.
Can you say that again?
It's IAMILI. IAMILI. Oh, you know, I've seen people use this. It says it's fast, as little as 0.2 seconds. And because it's not on the internet, it might in fact be faster. Now, right now, it's a wait list. They're going to restart again in about a week. What happens with a lot of these smaller companies is they wait till they get a certain number of orders, then they manufacture it all in a bunch. But what this sounds like, it's exactly what you want.
And that is the name of the company?
ILI.
The name of the...
ILI. ILI. And the website is I am ILI. There's also... User 3405 in the chat room tells me that if you look in the settings for Google Translate, you can download offline translation files. That might speed things up. If you downloaded Swedish, that might, because it would have to go out to the internet. That's probably the biggest slowdown. So try that first. You can do that right now. You know, ILI doesn't unfortunately do Swedish. Rats. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. It translates from English to Spanish, Japanese, or Mandarin. Shoot. The ILI would be perfect, though, for Japan or China.